Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all today?
Tired.
I'm not
tired.
I'm
not tired.
It's good to have you all here. I'm glad you're here. This morning we heard a story about a guy named Nick.
Nick?
St. Nicholas?
Wrong one.
Nicodemus.
Nicodemus came to Jesus once upon a time at night. He was secretly, we think, a follower of Jesus. But he didn't want anyone to know about it. It was a secret. He didn't want anybody to know that he believed in Jesus. He was the first Lutheran. It was a secret. We're not going to tell anyone. So Nicholas came to Jesus at night and he said, "Teacher, I know that you are a man of great learning. I know that you are from God because you could not have done all the things that you did unless you were from God." And Jesus says to him, "You know what? You're right. And if you want to know more about God, then you need to be born from above. Things that are spiritual. So, you know, if you want to know about Jesus, do you think it makes sense that we keep this story about Jesus secret?" Always contrary.
Nicholas, no.
Why does it not make any sense?
Because some people want to learn.
No, people
want to church.
Here's a little something people might want to know about, right? And so poor Nicodemus is there at night because he doesn't want anybody to know about the secret. What secret do you think he wants to know about? What is the secret that we hold so tightly? As it happens, I have the secret here in this bag. I am the official keeper of the secret of Christianity. And you can only have it if you have been born from above. I was actually born in Baltimore, which is a fairly low elevation. Only people in Denver are born from above.
I was born near Mauna Kea.
Well, then that counts. You are born from above.
I was born in Oklahoma. This has a pretty high problem.
If you were born in Oklahoma, you have bigger problems than that. It's okay. I'm just kidding. Oklahoma's a wonderful place. I've been there. So, yet that's the word that Nicodemus most needs to hear. And the word of God that I hold right here, this word that Jesus says at the very end in his meeting with Nicodemus is, "For God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son." So I thought, rather than maybe it's something we should remember every day, every morning you wake up. So I made something for you. I found the Word of God and I kept it close to my heart and it's secret. But now I want this secret to come out. Just take one.
Is it a snack?
It is not. Is it a snack? Jesus did not say, "God so loved the world that he gave everyone a hurt bar." Here you go. Here you go, sweetheart. So these are you to keep. Everybody gets one. You can keep yours, Evelyn. Here you go. There you go. Okay, there you go. Full house. Yep, lady, no help. There you go. Oh, that one's kind of bad. There you go. That was "God so loved the world that God faded" on the card. So what does it say?
God loves you.
I spelled it right. I checked.
No.
Loves you so much that God loves the whole world and you're part of that world. And that's the secret that Nicodemus needs to know, is that God's love is also for Nicodemus. And he doesn't have to hide it late at night. All right, let's pray together. Gracious God, we give you thanks. We thank you for your love and the joy that you give us and the ways that you make us your own. In Jesus' name, amen.